This is Nature Notes, a Maine naturalist afield. I'm Celeste Middlehauser, reading for you part one of Jovan Gerlino's Molluscan Mystery in Acadia, an Aeolid nudibranch possibly new to science. This essay was published in the Maine Natural History Observer in January 2026 and has been adapted for radio. I began my studies of Maine nudibranchs and sea slugs just last spring, the beginning of the adventure marked by one of the most abundant species in New England. I found my first Onchidorus billimolata, or barnacle-eating dorid, on a barnacle and rockweed-covered ledge on the north side of Mount Desert Island, the area I now know to be less than ideal for finding our local nudibranchs and sea slugs, which in general seem to prefer the richly foliated tide pools of the bold rocky south shore of the island, not the calm, muddy bottom backwaters of the north. In any case, I was thrilled by the discovery of my first marine slug. With my first visits to the far superior sea slug habitat in the bedrock tide pools on the south side of the island, their richly foliated depths revealed an ever-expanding wealth of beauty and diversity. Each blade of kelp or feathery frond of red algae teemed with amphipods, isopods, tiny iridescent lacuna snails, and most stunning of all, the Aeolid nudibranchs, intricate and colorful as blown glass. Obsession was inevitable. Lacking wheels of my own, it was thanks to my friend Bela Osana, our hopes and dreams carried in his Prius, that I was lucky enough to be in the intertidal zone or peering off the sides of docks whenever the tides and my work schedule allowed, often at very odd hours. The progression of seasons revealed a constantly changing ensemble of molluscan treasures, as yearly cycles brought in species we had never seen before. Snapping away in the intertidal zone with my abused Canon M50, which eventually succumbed to the salt water from my never quite dry hands, clicking its final click in the Southwest Harbor intertidal this summer, I compiled over 1,000 photos of marine slugs, a dazzling array of colors and forms. In less than a year, we had seen over 20 species. As I write this, the total is 28, including 2 sacoglossans, 17 nudibranchs, and 9 dorids. With all this sea slug diversity in the waters around MDI, but seemingly no naturalist looking long and close at it, it was only a matter of time before we found something unfamiliar. That find came on April 11th, 2025, when I found an unfamiliar aeolid resembling the genera Zelentia and Diaphoriolus, with a slender body shape with the anterior end of the foot rounded, many slender serrata, rhinophores, and oral tentacles smooth and slender. But this one, with distinct golden-brown digestive glands in the serrata, appeared to be unique to all the species previously recorded in Maine. I photographed the first individual in situ as found, as it was utilizing surface tension to travel upside down on the underside of the still water surface of a tide pool in Southwest Harbor. We knew we had something special, so when I uploaded the images of our mystery aeolid to iNaturalist, an online citizen science platform, I tagged nudibranch expert Jeffrey H.R. Goddard, Ph.D., who was the most prolific observer and identifier of nudibranchs in Maine prior to Bela and I getting involved. He was initially stumped on identification, but his excitement was telling. Jeff made me aware of similar species, Zelentia ninel and Zelentia willosi, that both seemed like close matches morphologically. Zelentia ninel is very similar, with the biggest difference being size. Our type specimen was 8 millimeters long, while Zelentia ninel never exceeded 6 millimeters. As for Zelentia willosi, it has only been documented in the Northeast Pacific. The lengths of the recorded specimens, ranging from 5 to 8.5 millimeters, is a close match. The only notable difference in external morphology is the color of the digestive glands in the serrata. Still, this is a trait dependent on diet, which could account for the variability. Tune in next week as we continue the story from Jovan Gerlino about his observations of an aeolid nudibranch on Mount Desert Island.
This program was produced by Glenn Middlehauser. The theme music is Keeper of the Light by Hallie Pottle Parker, performed by Hallie Pottle Parker and Kate Pottle. For more information, you can go to mainenaturalhistory.org. You can find more episodes of Nature Notes on the WERU archive or wherever you get podcasts.